Hare Krishna. Here's a little update and also a final reminder and request to participate in this last wave of Radhe Shyam's renovation of their altar. A lot of things are going on simultaneously. In fact, it's hair-raising how many things are going on. The marble inlay, the marbling of the Shringasan, the putting down of the marble on the floor. Of course, that's gone down on the floor. Now the side altars are there. Painting of the deity room. Over here, I'm trying to get vases made in time, marble vases, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen, or people have sort of let us down in terms of timing and also quality, so we have to go back to the drawing board again. It's like the confluence of the Ganges, Jamuna, Saraswati, only here we've got a confluence of a lot of things coming together all at once, so it's exciting to say the least. Very exciting, and we really want to thank those English-speaking devotees, or those devotees who don't speak English but who are non-Hungarians, for their participation in this project. I can really safely say that without your help, we wouldn't be where we are. And where we are is that we still need somewhere around $45,000 to finish, but that's sort of 10% of the original project. And if it hadn't been for contributions, and I'm just mentioning some places, America, UK, India, Dubai, from around the world, to speak of Russia, we would really be in dire straits right now. As it is, we're looking pretty good. And of course, although all of these renovations are coming to a final close, so are the bills, and that's really the exciting part. It may be that there are some further but undetermined expenses as yet. For instance, we have to replace the furnaces that do the heating of the temple, because now we've done underfloor heating in the deity room and the altar and the pujari quarters, so that means bigger furnaces. It's not something that we wanted to get involved in during the winter time, and neither do we need to get it involved, but now that spring is upon us, then yes, it's something that we're having to embark on, and during the spring season, to actually really change the furnaces that we have at present. They're just too small. They don't have the real capacity to do the needful. But aside from that, everything's going very nicely according to budget. Well, when you budget that there's always going to be excess, in other words, that you're always going to be above your budget and there's going to be all kinds of other expenses that come up, then yes. For instance, originally we were going to just replace the handrail that's in front of the altar, for those who know the layout of Radhe Shyam's deity room. Right in front of, between the temple room and the altar, is a handrail. We're going to replace that with wooden marble, but smart marble, wooden carved handrail. But Chitari Prabhu came up with this idea of doing cast iron with marble top and marble bottom, and that was a new expense, very beautiful in terms of the design, and it's being done. That's also getting finished on the 25th of this month, at least the cast iron work. It's being done in Slovakia, outside of Hungary. So we're going far and wide to get the best things done for the deities. But aside from these things, things are really moving together, coming together, and we're just a month away. A month from now, Radhe Shyam are moving back. And, of course, in order to realize that, this is sort of our last fundraising wave. We're really requesting devotees who haven't participated and want to please do so. Here's your chance. Those who have and want the opportunity to do some more, this is it. After this, we're moving on. In 1996, when we installed Radhe Shyam and sort of finished the temple, that took place in the summer. In the fall of that year, we had sort of a festival meeting in downtown Budapest with donors, and the idea was, okay, we've put up a temporary temple. Now, what are we going to make as a permanent temple for Radhe Shyam? And a beautiful, beautiful plan. As it was, obviously, 20 years have gone by. We haven't gone there. We examined the possibility of doing that about 4 or 5 years ago, and we didn't embark on it, and it's a good thing we didn't, or at least it seems like it was a good thing we didn't. It may have been an over-endeavor. As it is, we've certainly renovated in the last 3 years, renovated the temple, temple room, the pujari area, now the deity room. So things are really looking nice, and the only thing that's really left would be actually the courtyards, to cover the courtyards, and I may be toying with that idea now, but let's not talk about that at the present. So here's an opportunity. Skanda Purana, Padma Purana, other places state that those who build temples for the deity of the Lord, Srimad Bhagavatam, gardens, lakes, all types of pleasure, pastime places for the deity. In fact, Krishna tells this to Uddhava himself in Bhagavatam. They're assured of their place in the spiritual world, to go back home, back to Godhead. So it's a wonderful opportunity. I'm thanking because I'm thankful, and because it's courteous for me to do so. But here's the real benefit: the benefit that one will get from Radhe Shyam, and aside from this whole participation that so many devotees globally are undertaking in renovating the project. For me, it's really been an eye opener as to how many devotees of Radhe Shyam are actually out there, and I get so many messages. I speak to so many devotees. Radhe Shyam are certainly working their magic. The Radhe Shyam experience, as we call it in Hungary. So yes, that experience is something that can be tasted by everyone, especially those who come to visit. So it's the last fundraising wave. If you like surfing, here's your opportunity to surf, and even if you're not much of a swimmer or a water surfer, this is the opportunity to serve the wave of nectar coming from Radhisham's lotus feet. We're having the privilege to offer that opportunity. What can I say? Take advantage of it. Surf away. Hare Krishna.